kids who had special needs couldn't find the resources they needed, and so they're going to be lacking. They're going to be far behind so are a lot of other kids. Now, we did pass one piece of legislation that is going to have the effect of really increasing our summer school programs. They're much more robust, giving them much more resources and needed income or revenue to offer to students if they want to come in and get, you know, the education that they missed during COVID. They can do that. If they do come in, then that would help. But I'm afraid, you know, I'm really afraid that we lost so much during that time. So I'm kind of hoping to see what happens in the year and a half.
I know that we tested in the final weeks of the school year, and I'm just curious, do you have any results in? Do we know anything more about the testing and how far we've fallen behind?
No, we won't know that until probably late summer. I wish we got results a lot faster, but we don't. So that's another whole story. Kevin, we could talk about testing and the results of the testing and what does it really tell us, and how does it help us to figure out what to do for the kids going forward. I'm just not a big fan of the high-stakes standardized test. Now, I know a lot of districts, including ours, they did do a lot of MAP testing, and MAP testing is much better. We probably are going to see the results of that pretty soon. If we haven't already, the schools may have already gotten some results there, and that'll tell us, because what they do with the MAP testing is they test the students at the beginning of the year, in the middle of the year, and then at the end of the year, and you can really track progress. If teachers use it more as a diagnostic tool, they see what students are lacking, because they get to see what the students' questions were, and they kind of figure out where they need to plan. You know, what overall, where do my students need help? And then they go back in and they lesson plan according to that. Which is that's a good thing, actually. I mean, that's a really good thing. And that's what I like about that. I don't like the high-stakes standardized test, because a lot of times teachers just fall into the old, I'm going to teach the test because the test has a lot to do with, you know, how I'm viewed as a teacher, and then the students get mired into that as well. I'm just not a big fan of that. But MAP testing and others that can give you a diagnostic tool, I like that.
We're going to talk about the future of the Nevada legislature. Clearly what they did this year wasn't good, and we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about a possible commission to study how we do lawmaking in our state, because clearly it's just not working. We'll do that and more coming up. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 4:31 here on a Tuesday afternoon, and do expect some reduced speeds as you're working your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour southbound at Charleston, north 15 at Spring Mountain through there. And a couple of crashes working right now. One on the freeway on-ramp. That's US 95 southbound at Jones. Looked like somebody tapped the brakes there, and the person behind him did not recognize that in time. Another crash, US 95 north. That's at Washington. And that's partially blocking the on-ramp to US 95 north. And do watch for some right shoulder activity. That's 95 south at Rancho.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Huge game tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights as they match up against the Colorado Avalanche in Denver for Game 5 of their best-of-seven series. The series is currently even at 2 games apiece. Teams that win Game 5 of a best-of-seven series have gone on to win the series about 80% of the time. The Raiders have now officially signed veteran offensive tackle Sam Young. We've been talking about this here for the last few days, that reports indicated that he would get signed, but he is now back with the team. He is an 11-year veteran who played in 11 games last year for the Raiders. They did have to make room on the roster to get him signed. They have waived offensive lineman Markwell Harrell. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from our parts professionals, and our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about our free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, our 1 year anniversary edition. Yeah, June 8th, 2020 is when we began this adventure. Brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Joining us and staying over is Scott Hammond, the state senator from Nevada District 18. He joins us. And let me just ask you, I've had a lot of members of both bodies, senators and assemblymen and women, and they've said how we do the sausage making is really not good. We need to find a better way of legislating, and not just by going to full-time every year sessions, but of actually changing the way we legislate. I've had people say, hey, we need to have a commission of some sort. What about from your perspective? You've done this before. This is not your first rodeo. And I'm curious if we need a better way of legislating in our state.
Oh, I absolutely think so. I don't doubt that at all. I really think that a commission to look at how things are done and evaluate it is not a bad idea. Have somebody from the outside looking in. You know, one of the things that you pick up is that sometimes you keep going to the well when the well is giving you the results that you want. And so in the last few sessions, we have seen a lot of major legislation brought the last couple of weeks where there's really not time to vet through all of it. I'm not saying that the legislation was bad in every instance, but it was major. It changed a lot of things, and it was a major change, and yet that's when they brought it, and it seemed to work because, you know, people just didn't have enough time. That's a part of the process I think is flawed. So if there's that, there's going to be many other things that are also flawed. The fact that you're bringing legislators up just for a short amount of time, we have no staff. Like, right, you know, as soon as the session was over with, there was no staff at all. I have no staff working for me. When people call up and they get me on the phone, they're, one, astounded that I answer, two, really, like, wondering if they could talk to my staff about setting up a meeting. And I always look at them going, I don't have any staff. It's just me. Not that I need to have, you know, be pampered at all, but it, you know, we can get more work done considering we have regular jobs to go back to. And so we still have those considerations. So there's, I guess what I'm getting at is there's definitely some ways to make improvements. It would behoove us to listen to an outside commission saying, here's some of the things you could do to improve the sausage making.
Has anybody ever looked at other states and how they make laws?
Sure.
And,
sure.
That we can maybe learn from?
Yeah, sure. I think a lot of people are continually looking at other states. They look at Oregon, or they look at Texas, or they, you know, they look up in Utah or Idaho, neighboring states are close by, and they look. Obviously, we don't want to be a full-time legislature. It's just I don't think anybody really wants to see that. But there are probably different methods of getting things done that would actually fit within our system. I think they're out there. I think that we've looked at a couple of ways. And I'd be okay with that as well. I think that we need to at least talk about it.
Is there any bipartisanship at all on this subject? I mean, to where, because Democrats know they're not always going to be in power. In fact, at the midterms, there may be a wave election that clears a lot of Democrats out and puts a lot of Republicans in. Is there any talk of that you hear from the other side of the aisle?
Yeah, a little bit. And I'm starting to see that with some of the newer folks that are coming in who haven't been around for a while. They looked at the process and said, there's some flaws here. I mean, there's some good bills. Like in the end, when the mining tax came around, one of the concessions I got was a $6 million one-shot investment into something called the Collaboration Center, which you and I have talked about before. It's the Collaboration Center for Autism. It's money to help folks who have children who have autism, and it's used for a variety of ways. Well, one of my Democratic colleagues actually spent time with one of the families that is going to be impacted by this. They actually she sits on the board, and I, unbeknownst to me, and she was raving to my colleague, my Democratic colleague, about how important this is going to be. And my colleague came back and said, I'm shocked that we never even gave your bill a hearing. And that this is, we finally got the money, but she was kind of shocked. And I think that she was looking at how often a lot of bills are overlooked, even though they're good policy. And we need to kind of go back to the Joe Dini days when he would sit down and say, what do you want to accomplish? What good, what's the most important thing that you have that you'd like to accomplish for the state of Nevada? And I think we need to go back to that. And if we need to have an examination of our system outside of that, I think that would be great. But I think that a lot of people would like to get back to us working together and looking at good policy for the state of Nevada. I think a lot of my colleagues also agree with that.
I want to ask you about the work that was left undone. People say, oh, end of the session. I guess they all go back to their day jobs. But the fact is, you folks still have work to do, and it's called a special session or sessions.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about what we know about a special session or sessions. When might they be, and what will they be doing?
Well, when I took off, the rumor was 3 special sessions. And that's what I heard at the beginning of the session. I heard it again at the end, and I heard it from folks who were talking to the leadership of the majority party. I think personally that we're at least looking at 2. So there's probably a chance at 3. The money coming from the federal government, the ARP money, the American Rescue Plan money.
We call them Biden bucks. Biden bucks.
The Biden bucks are coming. I'll use your vernacular because I think a lot of people have heard it from you, so we'll use it that way so they know what I'm talking about. That money is coming, and we've asked for it. It should be here in the next couple of weeks, actually. That's what I understand. And it's about $2.9 billion. Now, with that money comes a lot of guardrails. It tells us how we can use the money, what we can use it for, and it's very specific, right? But there is a provision that says that you can, using a certain formula, figure out what your revenue loss was during COVID. What was the loss that you suffered because of the pandemic? And then you could take that off the top of what's coming in and then put that back into your general fund. And if any money that we put back into our general fund can then be used for what we want. There's no guardrails on it. So it supplants the money that we lost, basically. We thought it was going to be about $660 million. It may end up being more. I mean, we passed a couple of bills that said, hey, if money comes in, it's going to be spent here, it's going to be spent here, right? So we did that, and we calculated up to about the amount that we thought we would be able to supplant. But it may end up being more as they work through the formula. And if that's the case, then we'll have to go back as a legislative body and then allocate that. You know, we have to work with the governor's office because it's going into an executive budget, which allows us oversight on how that money is spent. Unlike the CARES Act money, which the governor had complete carte blanche to do what he wanted, this actually is asking for our input, and rightfully so. It's the way it should be. So we'll go out of a special session for that. And then, of course, in October, the first special session probably sometime in August, September. The second one will be in October, end of September, probably the beginning of October, and that's for redistricting. When they finally get the census completed, when we know the numbers, we'll have a special session dedicated to redoing the lines for the next election.
And will Republicans have any say whatsoever?
We'll have representation on that, but very little say. You know, whatever, I mean, the Democrats have complete control, right? They have both branches of the legislature, and they are both houses of the legislature, and both branches of the executive and the legislative branch. So there'll be very little. Now, there could be a lawsuit, and it could go to the courts like it did last time. But it, you know, last time we had the executive branch, and the executive branch said, "Hey, we don't like these lines that are drawn. We need to do a special master." We won't have that at our disposal this time. So it's going to get a little ugly if the lines really look like they've been gerrymandered to a point where there's just, we can see that there's no path forward for Republicans. I know the Democrats would love to take four seats from us in the Senate, giving us the super minority again, or super minority like the Assembly had a couple of years ago. That's what I think that they would love to see. But, you know, I don't like to see that, because I think that you have to have all the districts be as competitive as possible, and that makes for a very strong democracy. And I'd like to see that happen again this time.
I think we all would. It's always good to have you. We'll talk again. Oh, I got to ask you. Everybody always asks me about the teletown halls, and I keep telling them, I'm going to ask him. You going to have another teletown hall anytime soon?
Well, we were going to do it tonight, but then, you know, what happens is the Golden Knights love them. They keep winning, and they're going to have a game tonight, and I didn't want to be, you know, at 7 o'clock, have a teletown hall where nobody was going to be listening. So we are scheduling for next week, and then hope nothing interferes with that. Look, I'm cognizant of you know, pop culture, and I'm a big sports guy. So you know where I'm going to be plopped in front of tonight.
Go Knights, go. Go Knights, go. I just love it. Hey, always good. I'm glad we were able to have you on for the anniversary edition. You've been there from day one. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again next week, okay?
Thank you very much, Kevin. You have a good week.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code radio. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. The report came out from the Senate on what happened January 6th. And Jackie Heinrich of Fox News Channel did a pretty concise look at what's in this report. This is Cut 6, go.
Now, a major takeaway is Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman failed to relay the seriousness of that known threat at the time. Capitol Police said today there was no specific credible intelligence about such an attack and continued, the USCP consumes intelligence from every federal agency. At no point prior to the 6th did it receive actionable intelligence about a large-scale attack. Now, the report offers recommendations for Capitol Police, the FBI, Homeland Security, and the National Guard, but it does leave one big question untouched, which Democrats are sounding off about today, the question of the root cause and any influence of the former President Trump on what transpired. That would have been the focus, of course, of the January 6th commission. That bill died in the Senate, but there are committee investigations still ongoing.
News Channel. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. 1 year in to this new time slot right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Coming up next hour, Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. They built this great, beautiful, big, new stadium, 65,000 seats. And they haven't been able to use it. I mean, it's horrible. People have been able to go on tour. The Raiders used it for a couple of games. And it's great. I mean, it's wonderful. But the fact is, the fans have not had a chance to get into it. They'll get into it, with the first preseason game, with music events, different things that are going to be in there. Wrestling, WWE is going to be in there. But it's got to be weird to be the guy that was directing what was going on out at the stadium site and then not be able to open the stadium to the general public. That to me was just incredibly bizarre. We'll find out how Tommy White felt about it. He'll be joining us coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, we'll let you hear from Kamala Harris and Laura Ingraham and the Democrats' use of the pandemic to teach us how to stay in line, how to follow orders. No, I mean that's what's so weird about this. That this has been just an incredible 14, 15 months, and that's why this anniversary show is so vitally important. And I want to take just a minute to thank Will Kemp and Marty Bash and Frank Fetter and Eric Klaus and Katie and everybody involved with this radio station, and especially to my friend on the other side of the glass, because I'll just tell you, gentleman Jim Dallas has lived through all kinds of stuff, including COVID-19.
Yes.
You know.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, isn't it good, man?
It's been a lot of fun, and we'll continue to move forward.
And we both survived the COVID-19, and we had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of laughs, over the course of last year. And this is just year one, and with all the down stuff, 600,000 people dying across the nation, it's been an incredible experience from a radio perspective. But most importantly, I want to thank those of you that have found us, that were with us on 790, and...